Welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. We missed yesterday. We had a great editorial. I'm having nothing but problems with my computer. It's got to be owner-generated, but I guess we'll find out. Back to COVID. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on right now in COVID, Jimmy. Any comments on that?
Well, I think it's interesting that the House Select Committee, that's actually the House Oversight Committee, that's looking into the origins of COVID-19.
Yeah.
The chairman of that committee is Brad Winstrup, a Republican from Ohio. He's actually filing, he has allegations and putting out subpoenas to identify any contact that Dr. Fauci had with the Central Intelligence Agency and his ability to influence the COVID-19 origin investigation.
Yeah.
So it appears that that Fauci was escorted into the CIA building to discuss with analysts the possibility of actually a lab leak or maybe even something more sinister. And that, including his the letter that he was helped, or prompted the drafting of the proximal origin paper that has been kind of, that was used to disprove the lab leak theory early on.
Yeah.
And he was directly involved in funding people to kind of create that narrative in spite of the fact that those people initially assumed it was a lab leak or some sort of a problem. It's pretty, I think it's a pretty serious potential allegation. And if in fact it's true, then again, once again, I think Dr. Fauci should end up losing all his retirement and spend the rest of his time in an orange jumpsuit in federal prison for the amount of damage he has caused to the global economy and to the number of people that were damaged because of COVID lockdowns and, rapidly introduced human experiments with vaccination processes with mRNA that had never been tested, and of course the relationship that they had with Big Pharma, who made billions.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know what to say other than I saw a headline this morning on Citizen Free Press. Covey's name was there, and they're talking about kind of sneaking him into an area, and Fauci, they were talking about kind of sneaking him into an area. What's all that about, Jim?
Well, what they're talking about is, being invited into the CIA, or actually going to the CIA and being escorted in. And so typically, the CIA, been into the building many times. You have an appointment, you're escorted in. If you're an intelligence officer, you have a badge, you get in. But there's certain access places you can't get to. So he either reached out or somebody there invited him over.
Right.
And my guess is they went into the analyst section and discussed the possibilities, maybe even at a senior level with the analyst section, and maybe, made recommendations or discussed the possibilities of where it came from and how to shape the narrative. And unfortunately, that's the reality of our intelligence community right now. It's more important to shape the narrative than it is to provide accurate and good information.
Yeah. Jim, where do you think this COVID thing is going to go here, let's say, between now and the holidays?
Well, obviously the government and the CDC, as well as pharmaceutical industries, are really pushing another COVID vaccination.
Right.
But it looks like most Americans are like, no, I'm not going to do that. They're also pushing masks, mask mandates. A lot of people are just fed up with that because all the data and a massive study that was published in Cochrane, which was a, kind of the, as they say, gold standard of review of different studies, showed that there was no impact, no positive impact with masking at all. Even N95 masks didn't work. So the reality is that you're going to see probably attempts to continue to push this narrative from the government, because if in fact they admit the failures and the mistakes that they had in the past, which are becoming quite apparent, and the damage that was caused by these unfortunate jabs, then of course it looks embarrassing for the Biden administration because they mandated people take vaccinations. In fact, they made every company in America with over 100 employees mandate vaccinations. They made every federal contractor and every federal employee take vaccinations. And they're very restrictive on any exemptions for religious purposes or reasons or anything else. And that, of course, that narrative, if it's shown to be that they were, you know, wrong, then they are at huge risk coming up in this election in 2024. And of course, the backlash for the people would be heavy. So the media is still trying to protect them. Fauci's trying to protect them. But it looks to me like they're setting something else up in order to use the same types of lockdowns or at least restrictions that they can control an election outcome again in 2024, which would mean keeping people from being able to, you know, go to personal voting locations. So mail-in ballots is the standard. Reduce the rules and lax the rules of election oversight.
Yeah.
These are the ways that they were successful in the 2020 election. And unfortunately, the Democrats are going to continue to push it. And I think they're incredibly desperate, especially as you see the poll numbers for Trump rising and the Biden numbers dropping, and looks like no apparent, clear person to step in for Biden, with the exception of maybe Gavin Newsom, but certainly Kamala Harris is not going to be the one that wins the day.
No, I would agree with that. I don't think she is at all. Jim, I want to take a real quick break right now. And we'll be back, you guys, in 5 minutes. All righty, back from the break. Sorry about that, you guys. Some things take precedent. And in this case, whatever took precedent did have to be interjected here. Jim, let's talk about the bank records that show $250,000 was transferred from the Chinese government to President Biden directly.
Right. So it wasn't directly from the Chinese government, but it was from organizations that are directly related to the Chinese government and to business operations that were related to Hunter Biden. So the interesting information that came out from subpoena of bank records is that $250,000 was directly transferred in two tranches, one for $100,000 and one for $150,000, from Chinese nationals into actually using Joe Biden's home address, which is where Hunter Biden was staying at the time, because he had left his wife, and apparently his previous wife had been living with the Bidens for a while. Or at least using that address. I don't know where he was living. He was probably living in hotels with hookers, because that's what he did for a couple of years.
Any idea at all what the substance of that was, Jim?
Well, so there's one of the people that transferred money in was the individual that was on the text messages with Hunter Biden, threatening him and telling him that his dad was sitting next to him in the room if he didn't pay up. So I don't know how closely the timing aligns with these issues, but it's a very dramatic issue for the impeachment hearings, and more information is going to come out. And of course, the White House is denying, saying these are disproven allegations, but there's more and more information coming out that shows the relationship between Hunter Biden, foreign entities, and directly involved in influencing U.S. policy to achieve those foreign entities' objectives. And that, of course, whether or not the Republicans have the guts to do anything about it is different. Whether or not the media is going to report on it, that's a hard question to say, because there is so much protection. There's such a protection racket for Joe Biden. But the problem is, for Biden, he keeps dropping in the polls and keeps making faux pas and mistakes in public forums that are really embarrassing. And it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And the polling is very clear. You're seeing a lot of polls that are coming out and saying that Trump, in a head-to-head against Biden, will win, which is unusual, especially this ABC Washington Post News poll from the weekend that showed like a 9-point advantage to Trump, and they're calling it outlier. But the reality is, they're facing the backlash of people that are tired of inflation. They're tired of the border issues. They look at things falling apart. They look at the riots in Philadelphia last night. People, you know, looting the Lululemon in the Apple store in Philadelphia on the street. The cops trying to stop them. It's just becoming insanity. While this administration sits there and plays the fiddle while Rome burns, and they lie to the public without even a thought.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of people listen to them and believe them.
Yeah, I know. I know. It really is a shame. How do you think it's going to turn out, Jimmy?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, there's so much frustration right now in America. You would think that nothing would be able to overcome that frustration and people would stand up and do something. But again, we can't trust our election system anymore. That's pretty clear. I do know this. The Democrats have used incredibly destructive policies to both the economy and to individuals in order to ensure their survivability. So I'm not putting anything, off the table that they'd be willing to do in order to maintain power. And yeah, that's what, you know, could possibly happen by another quote pandemic unquote or another crisis, but we're going to see plenty of it. A lot of people are speculating that they're going to go ahead and push the United States into war with Russia and Ukraine just to divert. A lot of people are speculating a lot of, you know, potential pandemic type issues, lockdowns. But how far the Democrats can push this and still maintain control, it's hard to judge. But I will say we watched the 2020 summer riots for 3, 4, 5 months, and you'd expect no one to put up with that. But in November, somehow Joe Biden, you know, and the Democratic Party came out on top.
Yeah.
So it's hard to trust anything.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of confusion out there, and I am, I have to say, not the least at all of people who are confused. I don't see how the guy can stay in office purposely, Jim. I just don't.
Can't do it without complete lying, fabrication. And that's really what the big, again, I'm going to say it again, it's the censorship. It's attacking people that come up with a different view. Russell Brand, he's an actor, British kind of comedian, funny guy, does it podcast, very, very popular with, you know, younger generation, with Gen Xers, millennials. And he's hilarious, but he also is becoming very serious about what he's talking about. He was on a show with Bill Maher. Bill Maher, of course, is the left-wing, you know, HBO guy.
Uh-huh.
And he got into a discussion with him. He says, well, let me just talk about facts. And he threw out facts on how much money Pfizer made, how much was controlled by the government. And it was pretty embarrassing. Bill Maher was trying to shut him up.
Yeah.
But he said that. And you know what's happened this last week?
What's
a
that?
Number of women have come out and said, oh, 20 plus years ago, Russell Brand raped me. No, anonymous individuals making these accusations. And you know what's happened? The advertisers on his show have all dropped off, and the British government is censoring him. The BBC is censoring him, and they're threatening to put him in jail over unfounded accusations. Pardon me?
Are you talking about Bill Maher?
No, I'm talking about Russell Brand.
Wow, okay.
Because he said these things on a Bill Maher show. Bill Maher was trying to protect him, but Russell Brand was opening this up, and he was immediately attacked. And you can compare this with Tim Ballard. Tim Ballard's the guy that actually, you know, that they made the movie Sound of Freedom about. Uh-huh. He's the guy that quit the Homeland Security and went into like trying to rescue children.
Yeah.
There's accusations that he had inappropriate with relations with women. They're making accusations against him with no substantive, you know, proof or anything else. And, you know, he's immediately being crushed. This is a technique. This is what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. With absolutely no factual information, made accusations to try to keep him off the Supreme Court. It was absolutely ugly. But we're seeing this play out continually. And this is exactly what the democratic institutions, it's not really the democratic institutions, it's not just the Democratic Party, it's very powerful corporate entities that are trying to shape the vision for people that would actually go against their power and strength. That's what we're facing right now. And that's the media, this corporate media tyranny that's beginning to just dominate people's lives. And of course, a lot of people think that there should be censorship and no free speech. Unfortunately, about 47% of Democrats say, yeah, we should silence people's speech. This is ridiculous. And it's exactly where you move into a tyrannical leadership. And, you know, in the past, we have not in America had this level of censorship and control in conjunction with the federal government. And the federal government under the Biden administration, and actually previously on some of these, you know, people that were attacking Trump from the federal government, the FBI, they were using the media to shape the narrative. That is the problem we're facing in the world right now, is not getting enough information for people to make rational decisions because it's being silenced, it's being censored. And anybody that comes out and argues against, you know, what the powers that be are doing, they get attacked through the media, silenced, and then potentially face, you know, prison terms.
Yeah. Jim, I want to go back, actually, if you don't mind, to a little more contemporary situation. Robert Menendez, in the paper this morning, he announced, along with his wife, that he was not going to resign. What do you think is ultimately going to happen out of that?
Yeah, it depends on how strong of a case the Biden Justice Department has and what their purpose was behind it. They may not want to win. They may just want to keep him off the chairmanship of the House the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for some other, you know, agenda. But it looks pretty ugly, you know, the amount of money. He said it was his personal savings he'd been pulling out. You know, there's a lot of interesting thoughts that are going on behind Menendez right now and his wife. They pled not guilty in court. I have no idea how that's going to turn out, but I'll tell you what, you're seeing infighting with powerful Democrats right now over some issues that are very dangerous. And part of it is related to the relationship with Iran.
How do you think there's a relationship, or why do you think there's a relationship between the Democrats and Iran?
So what's been actually outed by a very interesting article in a group called Semaphore, that members, Rob O'Malley, he was one of the senior advisors and the guy that was negotiating with the Iranians on a renewed peace deal.
Yeah.
Of course, he was part of the Obama administration in the past doing the same things. He has lost his security clearance because of apparently using improper, you know, or disclosing classified data to the Iranians. But there are people on his staff that are actually being coordinated and controlled in conjunction. Iranian nationals that are in conjunction with the Iranian government's efforts to influence the outcomes and the perceptions of Iran in the world.
Yeah.
And so this is a pretty ugly thing. And if you remember, I talked about in a recent show, Bob Menendez, when he was on the in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee under the Obama administration, he was very much against the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah.
And he and three other Democratic senators voted against it. The Obama administration went after him. He was actually, you know, I guess in a hung jury, he was acquitted in 2018 or 2019.
Right.
But these are more bribery charges. Now, I don't doubt that Bob Menendez is has been involved in illegal, corrupt activities. I don't doubt that most senators actually don't have something that they could be charged with because of relationships and talking to others and the way this stuff works in Washington, D.C. I don't doubt that there's not a problem there. What is interesting is the fact that the Department of Justice and the Biden administration is actually going after him. And right now, they're at a critical point in negotiations. Look, the same people that tried to get the JCPOA done before in the Obama administration are trying to get it through with the Biden administration. The same characters. So I think they're being manipulated. I think that the Iranians have the advantage on this. I think the Biden administration is doing whatever it can to take people away that would argue against these issues. And my guess is there's some sinister politics behind the scenes that are causing this rift in the power vacuum of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
So you're thinking the amount of corruption in the federal government, including Trump right now, is at an all-time high level. Is that correct?
Well, I won't say including Trump, because Trump would not meet with lobbyists. Yeah. That's why they hated him. I would say the attacks on Trump are corrupt. I think that the judge just gave a summary hearing without summary judgment, without any facts, without even hearing the case against Trump to take away his business license in a civil case brought by Letitia James, which is incredibly incompetent to do that, because it's just clear political attack. Uh-huh. And of course, it's in the long term, most of these cases are going to be, you know, get thrown out. The Fannie Willis case is already beginning to have significant factual problems. You know, Alvin Bragg, that's going to take forever. And of course, Jack Smith, that his political witch hunt to attack Trump over the documents case, that appears a special prosecutor look at the Bidens, who had like hundreds of boxes of materials and all kinds of classified material in their private garage and, you know, buried at UPenn. He's not going to have any charges for him. So, you know, this two-tier justice system, it's geared absolutely against people that are against the status quo, the DC corrupt actions. And until we get people in there that stand up and say, we're tired of the corruption. Matt Gaetz had a really good discussion with Maria Bartiromo this weekend, where he just laid it out, and she had to apologize to him because she was defending, you know, Kevin McCarthy, defending the, you know, kind of the deep state operations.
Right.
And he called them out. It was phenomenal. It was a great, great piece. But there are still even Republicans that are afraid to actually step up and call this corruption out, because they're part of it.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly an interesting turn of events. Jimmy, with a break, with the material that we recorded before the break, we're up to about 25 minutes now.
Find out more about today. To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening